Hi, and welcome to Telecom Top 5, a series from ISE. On this series, Joe Gillard from ISE Magazine recaps the week in telecom news, plus new innovations and technology at the cutting edge of the industry, so that you, our listener, are always informed. And now, on to the episode. Welcome to Telecom Top 5. It's Friday, April 26th, and here's the news. Researchers at Brown University have figured out a way to bend a wireless data signal to essentially curve around objects. They achieve this by manipulating terahertz waves, a frequency range that may become a part of future 6G technologies. The research is still in very early stages, so questions as to how far the curved beams could travel and how much data could be transmitted are still unknown at this point. You can find out more about the technical details of that technology on our website, isemag.com. Three major telcos reported Q1 earnings this week. Starting with Verizon, the company pointed to the success of their new MyPlan offer, which is a highly customizable, flexible plan. Verizon said that they expect half of the base to be on the new MyPlan offer in the future, and almost a quarter of customers are currently on it. The company also pointed to wins in the fixed wireless arena, though emphasizing growth in the business space. T-Mobile reported earnings this week and fielded questions about their new foray into fiber. The company, with a private equity firm, intends to acquire Lumos, a mid-Atlantic fiber operator, which will give T-Mobile a 50% equity stake in their fiber base. They were hesitant to expand on future fiber plans, saying they are open-minded about the long term, but emphasize that they are a mobile-first business. AT&T also reported earnings, strongly emphasizing growing the converged 5G and fiber networks, but was softer on fixed wireless, particularly on consumer FWA. Nevertheless, they added 110,000 FWA customers this quarter and recently launched the fixed wireless Internet Air for business. And finally, in the off chance that you haven't already heard, the FCC voted 3-2 to reclassify broadband as a public utility, restoring net neutrality. So for more details on the earnings, follow us online and subscribe to ISE Insider. I'm Joe Gillard, editor of ISE Magazine. If you have a news tip, a correction, or any other comments, email me. My email address can be found in the episode description. And listeners, make sure to get your subscription to ISE Magazine, in print for over 30 years and complimentary to ICT professionals. Thank you for listening to Telecom Top 5. If you are enjoying the podcast, please leave a 5-star review on your favorite podcasting app and share our episodes with colleagues that could find the information we share helpful.